T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NFL insider from SNY in New York, Ralph Vacchiano, is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ralph, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're great, man. We're excited about this game. Obviously, you know, fans here are a little bummed because the team played so poorly in week one, but Jet fans got to even be more bummed. They blew that game to the Bills, and now their quarterback is sick. I mean, right now, football in New York's a bit of a mess there, Ralph, is it not?
Yeah, it's a disaster. We're kind of used to that over the last few years. It's been, with the exception of 1 year for the Giants, it's been a big dry spell for both teams. But I think, you know, Jets fans had some really good reason for optimism heading into this year. And, you know, somebody just put a pin in that balloon over the last week or so.
We actually just got a little bit of a breaking news here on the Browns. The Browns' backup quarterback, who hasn't even played, Drew Stanton, just got placed on IR. So
Elijah McGuire is elevated to active roster.
Speaking of the Jets, former Jet there, Elijah McGuire. I mean, I don't know how much he's going to play. What did you think of him in New York there, Ralph? Elijah McGuire.
I thought he was, he had some potential. He's a fast, kind of shifty back. I don't know that he was built really to take a pounding and be kind of like an every down back, but he was a guy that you could use maybe in third down situations and things like that. Had some speed too, so there's potential there for a guy to be a good player.
Hey, Ralph, as we look at this game tonight, from a Browns standpoint, you know, we're talking about this like it's a must win. Like, the Browns do not get this game, things could spiral. This is going to seem like a disaster after all the hype going into the season and certainly how the Browns played last week. And it kind of got handed a gift to some degree, not having Sam Darnold play tonight. That helps the Browns' chances to win the game. Where are the Jets at? I mean, do you think the Browns absolutely win this game? Is it going to be an easy win for the Browns, or is it going to be a tough game?
You know, I think it probably will be a little tougher than everybody thinks. I think that the assumption is that with Sam Darnold out and the Jets kind of reeling, that they'll just fold over. But, you know, Trevor Siemian may not be a star quarterback in this league, but he's a pretty decent backup-type quarterback, the kind of guy that you can plug in and you can be okay. You know, he did start for a couple of years in Denver, did win more than he lost, knows Adam Gase pretty well, so, you know, has picked up this offense pretty quickly. He's not going to step in and win the game by himself, but he also does have some good weapons in Le'Veon Bell, Jamison Crowder. I think that, you know, the Jets can hold their own, especially if the Browns' offense doesn't go off, which is certainly a possibility. You know, this game is low to moderate scoring. I think the Jets can give them a pretty good fight.
Ralph, I know there was a report last week that, that Adam Gase had wanted Baker Mayfield and not Sam Darnold when he was in Miami. What is the relationship like right now between Adam Gase and Darnold?
Oh, it's fantastic. They're really close. Gase loves Darnold. My understanding, just from reading stories out of Miami back by the draft, is that he did love Baker Mayfield and, you know, glowed about him in pre-draft, stories. And that's not surprising. Everybody had their favorites, but I've never read anything talking to him to indicate that he's down on Darnold or was. Since he got here, publicly and privately, he's talked about, you know, how this kid can be a great quarterback and how smart he is and how talented he is and, tells him one thing, he does it the right way. The kid makes a mistake, he fixes it for the next time. They've gotten close, obviously, since he became the coach, and you know, there's certainly not even a tiny hint of any friction or any doubt between the two of them. It's a pairing that everybody expects will work for a very long time.
How long is he supposed to be out for, Ralph, Darnold?
That is a really good question. They were hopeful when they first got the diagnosis that he would only be out for maybe a couple of weeks. They just have a bye week in week 4. So the thought was, well, maybe he can come back right after that. They play the Eagles in week 5. But in talking to doctors, mono is just a very tough thing to really give a timetable on. A lot of doctors think he probably needs a month of inactivity. Then it's going to depend on how much weight he's lost. I've heard estimates of everything from coming back week five to, you know, more likely he'd be back week seven. So I think that the Jets are hopeful, but they're braced for, you know, this could be a lot longer than they think.
It's been messy here for quarterbacks, Ralph. I mean, if you look at between Roethlisberger and Breeze and Darnold and, you know, even the Eli Manning situation, there's some teams in real trouble at that position at the moment, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's, you know, usually a somewhat stable position. Obviously, they've had a lot of rules over the years to protect quarterbacks, but this year, yeah, more than a few of them are going down. Some of the better ones in the league are getting old, too. I mean,
yeah.
You get a little more brittle when you get old. Your job security is a little bit less. It has felt over the last few years that we've been in kind of this transition phase to this new era of quarterback, and it's starting to feel like, you know, this might be the last stand for a lot of the old guard.
We're talking with SNY NFL insider Ralph Vacchiano on the day of the Browns playing the Jets in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Ralph, let's take a look at some other things around the NFL here. Obviously, you know, the Patriots are already good. They're already six-time champs, and now they had Antonio Brown, who, you know, we'll see what happens with him. Are you anticipating at some point that he gets suspended or puts on the commissioner's exempt list with another allegation coming out again today, or should we not expect that to happen anytime soon? And obviously he played well yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I only know what I've read about the accusations against him, and I guess it's going to depend on how much the NFL can find out. I understand one of the victims is speaking to the league. I don't know if that was today or if that's upcoming, but once that happens, they're going to get some information, and I would not be surprised if he ends up on the commissioner's exempt list. My feeling on that would be it's going to happen sooner than later. If you don't hear about it this week, my guess is they're going to let him play for a while, you know, not just keep revisiting this week after week. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to end up turning out, but I think we're going to find out relatively soon on that.
Hey, Ralph, my partner and I were chatting about this game and feel like Le'Veon Bell has got to be the bell cow tonight. I mean, he's for them to have a chance. I mean, he's going to have a monster game, I think. Is that the game plan for the Jets? If you're coming in, is just Le'Veon's going to, you know, carry the rock 25, 30 times in this game?
Yeah, I would think it would have to be. Yeah. You know, they're not really built to be a power running team, so I don't know that they can go, you know, full out. Let's run as much as we can, but they're going to have to do that a little bit for a couple of reasons. You know, they could be built to play a shootout with Sam Darnold, and just Trevor Siemian's just not in that class, and you know, it's going to be difficult for him to really ignite the passing offense. And the other thing is the Browns just have more weapons, and you know, I know they weren't good last week, but they're more equipped to score quickly. So you would think from the Jets' standpoint, they'd want to keep that offense off the field. And we all know the best way to do that is to run the ball and grind the clock. So, you know, they got through the first week with Le'Veon Bell. They got his feet wet. He wasn't overworked. Got a little sore afterwards. His shoulder, they sent him for an MRI, but he checked out okay. I think this is probably the week where they're going to have to really put him to the test and say, you know, I wonder, can you be that 25 carry 30 touch guy that you used to be? I think they're going to really push his limits this week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because obviously with Siemian out there, you talked about it before, him being a capable backup, but I wonder what the team's confidence level and what do you think Gase's confidence level is in Trevor Siemian right now?
Well, Gase loves Trevor Siemian. Okay. He fought hard to get him as the Jets backup. It's a guy he wanted right from the start of the offseason as soon as he got here. He believes in him. He loves everything he's seen about him. Of course, he's not Sam Darnold, so there's certainly limits to that, but I think he feels like he can win with him. As for the rest of the team, you know, they're doing what teams always do. They're putting on a brave face. You know, they're saying, okay, we got this. We believe in this guy. Next man up, all the cliche nonsense. I'm sure it's a hit. I'm sure it's an emotional blow. You know, it was a bad day. The starting quarterback goes down. They find out that they're, you know, middle linebacker is still out. Quinn Williams, their top rookie's out. A lot of things happened on that same day. It can't be easy, and we'll see how they respond, whether they are the type of team that will rally around it and feel okay or whether they'll be beaten down off by it in the end.
Ralph, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, guys. Enjoy the game.
You too. Thanks, Ralph Vacchiano.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.